Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Visit mte.com. Middle Tennessee Electric. Serving to make life better since 1936.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us today, we've got Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor here in Murfreesboro, and he's getting his microphone all situated there. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm great. I am warm. I'm not frozen. None of my pipes are frozen. And I kind of feel like this is a little winter practice checkup right here.
Like so, a little preview.
Yeah, and it kind of gets everybody motivated, you know, go shut your crawl space vents, turn off the faucets, disconnect them on the outside, do all those things you need to do if you have a home or whatever to get things ready for weather that's below 32 degrees as we had overnight. But what's the current temperature?
Right now, 30 degrees, believe it or not, but the wind chill makes it feel like 24.
Okay, well, that's encouraging. you know, those wind chills, you know, it always makes it worse than whatever it is. Okay, and then here's what it's going to be worse and feel like. But, you know, take care of all those things so that it's not a costly expense to you at the holiday time.
Yeah, and for November 10th to already be feeling like 24, it's going to be a cold winter, I think.
Well, we do have that, whatever they call that Arctic blast or whatever coming down that's supposed to last, I think, a couple days, and then it's going to warm up later in the week. But I kind of feel like it's a winter practice day. Get ready for winter. And that way, it's a good thing. It motivates you to get out there and get that stuff done.
That's right. By Friday, it's going to be up to 72 degrees. Today's high is only 39.
There you go.
And we've got a few text messages here saying we have snow in Barfield, and then another person in Christiana said they spotted snow flurries this morning.
Oh, yeah, there were snow flurries driving in. I think they're still going on out there. I live out there towards Barfield. And, yeah, and isn't it pretty, and doesn't it make you think, oh, man, I got to get everything ready for Thanksgiving. And, you know, Thanksgiving's in the last week of the month this year. When it's in the third week of the month, you kind of have an extra week before Christmas. But now you got to get things going. But I'll tell you, not only have I seen the stores have all their Christmas stuff out at Thanksgiving, but a lot of the homes in my neighborhoods now, the people have them decorated up for Christmas.
Yeah, I've already seen Christmas lights. Right. I saw Christmas lights on Halloween, believe it or not.
That's what I'm saying. So you know how it gets earlier and earlier? It's like the Black Friday sales. They're already out now, too. But, you know, it's kind of nice. You get to enjoy the season if you like the season, as I think most people do. You get to enjoy it a little bit longer. So think of it that way. Think of it positive. I think we all need to be more positive. That would be a good... Boy, I'm being even earlier now. New Year's resolution. But think of these things to work on them now. And, you know, as far as your eyes go, we're talking about eyes. First of all, please call or text in with any questions you have about your eyes, someone in your family, maybe a neighbor, maybe a loved one. It can be glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetes, cataracts, glasses, contacts, allergies, dry eyes, all the things we like to talk about, and we'll try to give you some substance there to help you with them. But in this time of year, when the temperature's changing, you know, you want to think of your fans. If you have ceiling fans in your home, that's another thing besides just outside, inside things to do. First of all, make sure you've changed your furnace filters and all those things. But have the fans so that they're spinning up, you know, where they're blowing the air up around your house and not down. And if you have a dry eye problem, you know, you really want to minimize airflow across your face. And so you don't want to sit under ceiling fans, but if you have to do that or sleep or whatever, then have them spinning up and on the low setting. And same thing with the vents in your car. because all that wind across your face will make your dry eyes worse. And people with contacts, people with normally have a dry eye issue, they'll notice it more. And of course, we're all on our video display screens more, and that decreases our blink rate, and that causes more of a dry eye. So that's probably the most common thing we see during this season. And make sure you've got some artificial teardrops around and a brand name. Remember, a few years back we had a scare from non-brand names causing infections and ulcers, and in some people blindness just from over-the-counter lubricating artificial teardrops. So get a brand name. I like TheraTears, Ivizia. I like the preservative-free ones. So use those, and then if using those a couple times a day doesn't take care of it, then, you know, come see us. Come see your eye care professional, someone who does a lot of treatment for dry eyes. And it's 2025, almost 26, right?
Yeah.
We can take care of these things.
Absolutely. And by the way, our phone number, if you want to send us a message or get a question answered or call in, whatever you want to do, our phone number is 615-893-1450. You know, I'm curious. I know you mentioned try using the brand name as opposed to, you know, some other store name brand. But when you do that, and when it comes to, let's say, prescription medications, can you tell a difference between the brand name versus that off-brand?
Well, so that's an interesting question. So if I can just tell you the facts about it, just quickly, if it's a pill, a tablet, a capsule, anything like that, an oral medication, one of the requirements in order to pass to be able to sell it as a over-the-counter brand when it's allowed is it has to have at least 80% of the activity of the normal active ingredient that's in the non-generic, the brand name or the non-over-the-counter. So it has to have at least 80% activity compared to the brand name whenever you get a generic. Now, if it's an eye drop, the requirements are a little bit stiffer. It's got to have 90% of the activity, but still it's not 100%. So it's 10 or 20% less than you would get from having the brand name. The other thing is that the brands go through rigorous testing and qualifications from the FDA. And these ones coming in from other countries that are over the counter, lots of times they're not checked, or just such a small sample of them have checked, maybe like 2%, you know, that a lot is missed. And that's what happened a few years ago when people had serious eye diseases or permanent loss of vision. So I'm not trying to scare anybody or anything like that, but oftentimes the brand names is worth, you know, if it's a couple bucks more on an over the counter, I would feel much safer and confident doing that.
That's interesting. I had no idea, like the oral medications, so they can be 20% less of whatever effective is in there. Yeah,
right. But they'll tell you it's got the same active ingredient.
Okay.
Yeah. But and still pass muster with the FDA, it can be 19-20% less and still pass. So, you know, that's
a big
thing.
Difference.
You know, the other thing is people will say, well, I've got this medication and I got it 6 months ago or I got it a year ago. Is it still good? A big deal is whether it's ever been opened or not. But just sitting on the shelf, assuming it's stored at what the proper storage temperature is for it, not too cold, not too hot, then it degrades over time. Just like it seems like my body has, but it degrades over time, I guess, like most things do. And so it's less effective as well, has less activity as well. But if it's been opened, then you're at more of a risk of contamination. So just, you know, kind of use common sense for that.
We do have a question here, and it's asking, how can you tell the difference between normal vision changes and changes with age versus something more serious happening?
Wow, that's a really good, deep question. My brain's a little cold still to think about it, but I'm going to try to figure this out. So how do you tell normal variability with age compared to a disease state? So a good question. Very good. And I would say that normal progression with your eyes, let's say, is that you should still see well. Now, you may acquire these little things like dry eyes, blepharitis, allergies, because our immune system does weaken with age. But it's certainly not a sudden change, and it doesn't cause pain. So if you've had a sudden change of your vision, if you've got pain that you didn't have before, you know, that's when the red flags go up and you need to call your eye care professional and say, hey, this has happened. What should I do? And hopefully they'll say, you know, well, we don't have an appointment to see you for a month or two, you know. And that's on you, really, to tell that receptionist or whoever's taking the phone call to say, hey, it's not like I want to get glasses or it's not a big deal. I just want to get checked. It's like I've had loss of vision. I have significant pain in my eyes that I didn't have before. I've lost my side vision. You know, all those things are abnormal. Now, there are things that change with age that are normal that affect your vision to a detriment where you can't perform as well as you could, and it's not safe. So a perfect example is cataracts, right? Cataracts are normal with age. But if you can't read street signs in the distance like you used to, you have to get a lot closer than you used to. You can't perform at work. Your vision blurs on you frequently. All these kind of things. That needs to be looked at as well because we have treatments for these. And we have lots of good treatments. Ophthalmology, I think, is one of the more advanced specialties of medicine. And we have lots of treatments that either don't hurt much or that work very well. So go see your eye doctor. And then the other thing is, if you haven't seen your eye doctor in 2 years, it's time. There, that's just a blanket statement. It's time. And that's if everything's fine. And once again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, a stitch in time, all that. Take care of it when it's easy to take care of before it becomes a problem and it's more expensive and it's more doctor visits and it affects your life greater.
And again, on the air with us, we have local eye doctor, Dr. Craig McCabe in studio. And I know you mentioned in the beginning something about watching your screen time, watching, I guess, how much time you actually spend reading stuff on your phone, watching videos on your phone, all that stuff. But how detrimental is that for the eyes, or is it?
Well, first of all, it's good. It's good for your brain. It keeps your brain working, all parts of it. You should read. You should try to do things that are more than just like a worm through the cornfields, in one ear and out the other. It should be that there's some thought process going in between. And those things that you do, they help. They help push back Alzheimer's. They help keep you sharp. You know, do math. God, I hate to do math, but do math with stuff. Even if you're out at a restaurant, this is a fun little game I play, and you're doing the tip for your server. And whether you do 15, 18, 20%, whatever you do, you're comfortable with, do that and then round it up so that the total is maybe like an even number, you know, 50 bucks total instead of 49.14. You know what I mean? That's no fun. So do your tip so it works out to be even. And then when you go over your bills at the end and you see these things, if they're not even, and that's what you do all the time, that's a quick way to say, hey, something wrong with that.
And they added another $20.25.
Yeah, that's right. So that ain't right, because I do it the same way every time. And plus, it just makes you kind of exercise your brain. And do that with all kinds of little things, and you'll stay sharper longer. Now, as far as your eyes go and looking at a tablet, a phone, a computer, an iPad, what have you, it's been shown that our blink rate cuts in half. So where it's normally maybe 16 times a minute, maybe it goes down to 8. And once it gets that and below, we don't blink fast enough to keep our eyes from drying out in between blinks, called the interblink interval, if you read the stuff like ophthalmologists do. But anyways, once that's greater than the drying time, then your eye dries out. And that causes damage to the epithelium, the surface of the cornea of the eye. And your vision starts to degrade because those cells will atrophy or die off. Now, they can be replenished, but don't stress your eyes out like that. Keep them moist. There's the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes on one of these display screens, look up in the distance at least 20 feet for 20 seconds. You know, blink your eyes, close your eyes for a few moments. Think about what else you got to get done today. It's really kind of a nice Zen time, and you'll enjoy it. But keep your eyes moist.
I had another question here. My 20-year-old son had an accident over the last couple of months, had to have surgery, and after they put a rod in his leg, I've noticed that he has told me on more than one occasion that he has blurry vision or can't read the same way because words are blurred or he has to hold them closer. Any ideas why?
Did they mention the age?
Yeah, my 20-year-old son.
20-year-old son. Okay. So they could very well just need a glasses change or maybe need a pair of glasses if they haven't before. It's not reading glasses. Reading glasses ages until you're about 44, 45, 46, right in there. So they may very well need a glasses prescription. And you know what? We're coming up into the holidays, right?
Yeah.
What's one of the best things you can do for people? Increase their health.
That's true.
That's one of the best. Better than a watch. It's not a pretty thing to open, but you know, consider that, especially for people that need it. And maybe they need to get a routine eye exam. Okay, we'll work with them. Get that scheduled. Lots of times the cost is only the copay for an office visit. You know, sometimes you need a refraction fee if you need new glasses or whatever. But if it turns out to be more than that, oh my gosh, that became an incredibly valuable present.
Yeah.
So take care of people's health, especially of your loved ones. And if they need something, help them with that. And if it is their vision, then do that. Maybe you're going to go to some holiday parties. Maybe you're going to have family over for these events. Maybe you want to look your best. We've got a full skincare center there. And we can do everything from get rid of the spider-like veins, the aging, the brown spots. We can even greatly reduce your wrinkles. If you go through what I call our process, I can almost guarantee you we can make you look 10 years younger with looking like you were, not looking like somebody's yanking your hair up on the top of your head, you know, but just a normal good look for you, like you're healthy and well-rested. So consider that well as a present for yourself or for your loved ones. I can guarantee you that they will appreciate it for a long time.
Had another question here. It says, I moved here last year and experienced my first season of allergies in Middle Tennessee, but the allergies seem to continue now that it's getting colder. Could I have year-round allergies in Tennessee that I didn't have elsewhere?
Well, first of all, we're glad you came here. We're glad you're here. Welcome to Tennessee. It's a wonderful state. That's another good New Year's resolution. If you haven't seen many of the wonderful things we have here at the national parks, the waterfalls, boy, we've got some doozies that are really good. Put that on your one of your New Year's resolutions to enjoy a lot that Tennessee has, because there is a lot to offer. Now, as far as allergies, a lot of people have allergies, and it's increasing every year. Asthma's increasing every year. Allergies increasing every year. It goes up with pollution, the aging population, all kinds of things. But when you move to a different part of the country, yeah, you're going to be exposed to allergens that you weren't before, and your body may very well develop those IgE antibodies that cause the histamine release from mast cells that cause the runny nose, the stuffy nose, the runny eyes, the red eyes, the sneezing, the hacking cough, all those kind of things. Now, of those people that have allergies, 50% have seasonal, which is usually greater in the spring than in the fall, but they'll get both. And right now the leaves are falling. Boom, that's allergy season big time. In the spring, it starts out, not really with the bluebells, but typically usually when the Bradford pears bloom out. That's when allergy starts in the spring. So if you meet that kind of schedule, then that's 50% of people with allergies. But now if you've got these symptoms all year long, then you've got the perennial. And the difference is, rather than being to weeds, grasses, pollens from seasonal blooms and things like that, it's usually things that are in your house all year round. Maybe it's cat and dog dander. Another big one is dust mites. Ooh, you don't want to hear about that. And perhaps we'll talk in a few minutes about mites that reside on your eyelashes and in your eyelids, little parasites, because people ask me about that because of the commercials coming out for selling a product to treat it.
I've heard the influx of commercials for that.
We
got to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll get to your question. And hopefully we'll have a lot more. Our number 615-893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us this morning to talk eyes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
When I eat healthy, I can eat at Demas's. When I want to eat unhealthy, I can eat at Demas's. If I'm in the mood for pasta, I go to Demas's. If I want steak, I go there. It does not matter what I'm in the mood for. This is Peter Demas. The only thing we don't have is fried food. So it's very easy when you want to take a group out and there's that veto power person who's like, I don't want this. Well, we usually will have something that they want because we have such variety on our menu. The only thing we don't have is fried food. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
It's time for the Recycled Minute.
Here's a way to save money.
Ideas to cut waste and recycle more in Middle Tennessee.
Rocky the Raccoon here with another good idea on recycling and reusing products. You can make a fun piggy bank, you and the kids, by decorating a clean plastic bottle. So you take that plastic bottle, you cut a coin slot in the top or the side of it, and then you let the kids paint it all up with whatever signature color they want to use. Then you can teach the kids about saving money and sustainability at the same time. Now that's priceless. I'm Rocky the Raccoon.
And that's today's Recycled Minute.
And I'll keep those ideas flowing.
With Rocky the Raccoon. Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to recycleright.tn.com.
That's what recycling's all about. Recycleright.tn.com. Sing loud. Tennessee's leading the crowd.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor, is in studio with us this morning. If you have any questions, feel free to ask away. 615-893-1450. You can call or text. We'll open up the phone line, so call or text either one. 615-893-1450. Just a quick follow-up here on the allergy question they ask. I'll have to search back to find it. But it was something to the effect of, with allergies and problems with the eyes, itching and stuff like that, can those allergies lead to any long-term eye-related problems?
Yeah, and typically it's red eyes, discomfort, and blurred vision, and usually also tearing eyes. And it'll make a dry eye worse. And people will say, well, how can my eyes be dry if I got water running down my cheeks? Well, if you're not watching Brian Song, Fried Green Tomatoes, you know, something like that, then you shouldn't be tearing, right? That's not normal. And what it is tearing, or washing the, it's kind of like a windshield washer, right? You get dirt or you get something in it or something like that. That's your eye's only way of protecting itself. And so it tries to rinse out, wash out any type of irritation, whether it be an eyelash, an infection, a cut, or anything more serious. So dry eye causes irritation. That makes your eyes water, which is not normal, right? You have three types of water in your eyes. The normal protective tear film. You have ones that are emotional. And you have ones that are protective as a reflex. So when they do this, your eye's trying to protect itself, which means that, hey, I need to have this looked at. I need to get this fixed if regular artificial teardrops do not take care of it. So if you have that issue, and that's probably the most common thing we see at McKay Vision Center, you know, we're glad to help you with that. We have very good treatments for that. It's 2025. You don't have to suffer with that any longer.
That's right. Now, before the break, you mentioned little bugs on your eyes or little pests on your eyelids. And what was that about? Because I know about the commercial that I see on TV, or the one, if I'm online, I'll see it on YouTube even. But it's a commercial about what sound like little critters on your eyes or on your eyelids.
Yeah, they're actually parasites.
Wow.
But not to freak anybody out or anything, but, you know, there's bacteria all over the surface that you may be touching now, all over your skin, in your gut. And you've heard of the normal, healthy gut flora. Mm-hmm. But if you take too much antibiotics or something that allows one population of bacteria to overgrow now, because it's not competing with others, so you have a much higher growth, then that can cause a problem. So it's normal to have the normal amounts, and they actually help you a lot, but you can have abnormal amounts of a normal bug, or you can have bugs that are not normal. And both of those situations cause problems. And if you get too many of these parasites, they're called Demodex, D-E-M-O-D-E-X, Demodex. If you get too much of that, those parasites actually travel in from your eyelash shaft to the eyelash follicle, which is just inside the eyelids, and they live there. And they feed, and they, you know, gosh, I don't know how better to say this. They go to the bathroom on your eyelashes, and this dries up, and you get this dried up stuff on your eyelashes, and it causes inflammation of your eyelids. Your eyelid margins will be red. You'll have crusty things on your eyelashes, not just morning, but all throughout the day. And now, for the first time, we used to like rub lather from shampooing our hair to scrub our eyelashes. Because, you know, people will do a great job at, you know, washing their whole bodies, everything, the insides of their ear, everything, but not their eyes and their eyelashes. Huh. And so things can overgrow there. And so now we've got a medicine. It's called XDEMV. There will be no pop quiz at the end, so don't worry. But there is a medicine. That's the point. And you have to use it twice a day for at least 6 weeks. But this is a recurrent thing. So you may have to do this once a year. But then it takes care of it. And the scurf or the dried up oil, the flakes on your eyelashes will greatly reduce. And your eyes will be a lot more comfortable. Your eyelids will be less red. You'll have more moisture in your eyes. And so I'm glad that we've got a treatment out for this. It requires a prescription, so you got to go see your eye doctor. They have to confirm it, and hopefully your insurance will pay for it. It's relatively new medicine. Last year, not many did. This year, a lot more do, so you're more likely to be able to get that covered under your drug plan.
Before we go to this next question, I've noticed personally that when I have an irritation with my eye or eyes, and then let's say the other one that bothers me the most, like a toothache, those two things drive me absolutely crazy. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because it's my face. I'm not sure. But if I have a toothache, if I have itchy eyes, it really ruins the day for a lot of people, I think.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to belittle it, Scott.
It's okay. Go
ahead.
But
if those are your worst problems,
you're doing good.
You know, 90% of your callers can go out and say, look, bud, that's nothing. Listen to what
right.
I got.
That's right.
So, but you know what they are? They're a nuisance.
Yes.
They're a nuisance.
That's the problem.
You can still go about your day, but this is a pain. So, yeah. So we have good treatments for those. Go see your dentist. Get your tooth taken care of. Maybe it needs to get replaced. Maybe it's got a cavity. Maybe it's got an abscess. You know, all these kind of things. They'll take care of that. As far as your eyes go, you can try artificial teardrops 3-4 times a day for a few days. If that doesn't take care of it, and those are your only symptoms, which are kind of a nuisance, go see your eye doctor. But if you've lost vision, if you're having pain, that's not something you wait on. That's something you should call your eye doctor up about right away.
Absolutely. Again, our number 615-893-1450. Next question asked Dr. McCabe, are there new treatments available for glaucoma that people in the Murfreesboro area should know about?
Gosh, another wonderful question. How thoughtful. And not only that, but they're thinking about others. I'll tell you, if we could make people in our world less selfish, more unselfish, so many things would get better. So anytime I see one that thinks about others, that should be something that is rewarded. But anyway, so yes, there are. So now we have little tiny inserts that contain medication for glaucoma that we can put in the front of the eye in 5 seconds. In the exam lane in the chair where you drive yourself, you got no restrictions afterwards. And it works 100% of the time in my hands, just incredibly well. It's called Durysta, D-U-R-Y-S-T-A. And it has, in this little bitty tiny, almost micro pellet, it has enough medication as far as eye drops to last a year or two.
Wow.
And when you do this, your eyes are less red and they see better, because medicated eye drops on the ocular surface do cause some damage and some inflammation to the epithelium of the cornea. And so I do this a lot on my patients, and their ocular surface becomes more clear, more moist. They see better. They're more comfortable. And they're getting their glaucoma medicine 24/7, 365, in the amount that it should be all the time. It never forgets to have the drop put in or to go to the store to buy the drop or all those hassles. The people just feel better. They're on one less medicine and they see better and their eyes are less red. It's a good thing if you have glaucoma. Now, there are also other procedures, either by lasers or minor surgical procedures that will lower the pressure. And I'll tell you, this is one thing as I've aged, and boy, have I aged, as an ophthalmologist, you know, you start doing things the way they teach you in school, and then you find out as you track a patient year after year after year for 10, 15, 20 years that, you know, the studies that they were basing all their information on was 5 years or less. And I'm seeing this patient 20 years out. I've done exactly what they said, and their glaucoma is progressing. So actually, they need to have their interocular pressures lower, that pressure inside the eye. That's how we treat glaucoma, with medications and procedures, by lowering the pressure in the eye. So I'm much more aggressive now in treating my glaucoma patients. And one of my goals is to try to have them with a lower pressure now, not on any eye drops or medications. And so we have these other things to do this. It makes it easier. They're better treated. One of the best advances in our country in diabetes in the last 20 years are these little pods that people have stuck to their arms or maybe to their sides.
I've seen those.
They they, you know, they don't have to do finger sticks. This thing tells them all the time. And they just look on their phone and tell what it is. And sometimes their phone will say, hey, you need to take some more medicine. Or maybe they've got a complementary one that gives them insulin or medicine, and it talks to it, and it automatically does it. And what happens? People have less diabetes. Their diabetes is more under control. They have less problems with their kidneys, eyes, feet. The most common problems with diabetes when their A1C is less than 6.5. And that can be hard to do for some people. But with these additional things that takes the control out of their hands and is monitored 24/7, 365, it gets accomplished. And so that's what we're finding. That's kind of the trend going into medicine in the future, is to try to take the control of medication and when it should be used and such out of the patient's hand and have it done automatically. And that's one of the things that the new glaucoma treatments can do, and certainly has worked extremely well for diabetes.
That's wild. And since you ask about diabetes, I'm going to skip ahead to, I was going to get to another question, but we'll get to that one next. But this other question reminded me of diabetes because it says I'm on the Mizorno shot. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
To lose weight after my doctor recently prescribed it to me. Are there any concerns that I should have or think about with taking this shot weekly?
Yeah, these GLP-1 drugs, and we're talking about Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and then, oh God, what's the new one called? Deepak or something, the new one. I'm sorry, I forget that one. But anyways, those have been just a wonderful addition, you know, especially in our country where so many people are overweight. Like, we have one of the most overweight countries in the whole world. And it causes so many medical problems and shortens lifespan and increases the rate of heart attack and all other kinds of problems, that one of the best things you can do for yourself is lose weight. It helps so many things, not just sugar, but blood pressure, cholesterol, stress on your joints, goes on and on and on, your back, all these things. So, and I'll tell you, I'm gonna say a little shout out to Stacy in our office. I've lost 60 pounds over the last 3 years, and she's lost like 75. She's ahead of
That's
me.
Great.
And boy, we just feel so much better. We're both out exercising now and such. And, you know, I would say that if you're able to do this, and now we've got compounded Ozempic from these weight loss centers and stuff where you can get it for like $25 a week. Couldn't afford it before. It was way too expensive.
And yeah, now it's come like down. $1,000, you know.
Yeah, and now you can afford it. So it's come down 1/10 of what it was. So $100 a month instead of $1,000. So boy, look into that. That can really help you. Now, that reduces your risk of diabetes. It keeps your sugar under better control. That helps your eyes. The one thing where you got to be careful with it now is if you're going to have a procedure and you're going to have anesthesia, the medicine works by slowing down gut motility. So you feel fuller longer, you don't eat as much. But you can have aspiration from food contents in your stomach. So now they'll recommend to you either that you do a liquid diet like 2-3 days before, or you stop that medicine about 2 weeks before. And so just something to be aware of. Otherwise, they might send you home. You have to do it another day. Nobody wants that.
The other question was, is it okay, or do you have any warnings or thoughts on ordering my glasses online versus going through the eye doctor that prescribed them?
Yeah, so, you know, definitely get your refraction from someone that you know has done an excellent job on you in the past. And see if they'll work out some deal with you to correct any errors with them, fit them on your face, all the adjustments, all this kind of thing. You know, at our office, it's like a $50 fee. It's not much. We'll do that for you. But you need to know what your sources are. If you have a problem with your glasses as far as they're not the right prescription, or maybe they're not made right, or maybe they don't fit your face right. Oftentimes these places, you buy the glass from them, that's it.
Yeah.
You have no recourse. And if they're not right for some way, even though that was less money, you lost that money because those glasses are not good. And we've had several patients come in that way. So make sure that they've got some plan where, you know, within 30 days you can send them back, get them remade or whatever like that, like they would at the other offices. And then you're covered. So it's like any kind of contract you go into, make sure you got a way to get out of it.
And I think this is a question you've answered before, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it. And it is, can nutrition or certain vitamins really improve our vision or prevent any types of eye diseases?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we know from way back when people weren't getting vitamin C, right? They got scurvy or vitamin D rickets or all these kind of problems. But then those are really serious bad things. And then there's minor things from lack of them. I'm a believer, you know, with Linus Pauling and vitamin C and the winter colds and things like that. So if you're healthy and in good shape, a once a day vitamin, it's all you need. Eat a good diet. You're good. If your diet's lousy, like a lot of ours is,
everybody,
then absolutely you better be taking one. If you don't get much sun, you get your vitamin D drawn at your doctor, he's going to tell you your vitamin D's low. You need to go on some vitamin D. But, you know, get out and exercise and get some sun. That helps out a lot too. But have your doctor check you. Have him check you for trace minerals, trace elements, these things that are much harder to diagnose that cause problems with your bones and your nails and your hair and all kinds of things. But absolutely, that can help. As far as your eyes go, we have vitamins for dry eyes, for diabetes, for glaucoma, for macular degeneration. And these have research behind them to show that they help if you have these problems. If you don't have these problems, you don't need them. But if you do have them, it will help you. So, for example, with glaucoma, how can a vitamin help lower my intraocular pressure? Well, it doesn't. You have to have a medication for that. But it can increase blood flow to your brain and your optic nerve through things like ginkgo biloba and bilberry, and there's others. And this really is helpful to people that have significant glaucoma and their pressure is low, but they're still losing vision over time. This has been shown to help them. Macular degeneration, we've talked about those vitamins several times, absolutely slows it down by 25%. So does the Mediterranean diet. So there's other things that you can do that are, say, not really medically or prescription oriented that can certainly help you with these conditions. And I'm sure they're the same way with other parts of your body that your other specialists can help you with as well.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor in studio with us today. He is on Heritage Park Drive here in Murfreesboro. Just got another, we'll try to answer this in 30 seconds, but ask your thoughts on IV clinics and getting vitamins through IV when your doctor didn't order that for you.
Well, sometimes these places help if you're severely dehydrated. You know, my son who plays soccer, teaches soccer crazy, all this kind of stuff, out in the total heat of the summer, he needed 4 to 5 bags of IV fluid. He was so dehydrated, having headaches and nausea and all these other kind of things. But if you're healthy and everything, you usually don't need it. But they can help when you're dehydrated. And if you have other problems where you need supplementation, I really do think it's better to go through your doctor and have your insurance help pay for it. Make it cheaper.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us today. Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor here in Murfreesboro and online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here. Hope everyone has a great holiday.
You've been listening to Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center. McCabe Vision Center is in Murfreesboro at 122 Heritage Park Drive. Their phone number, 615-904-9024. Or find McCabe Vision Center online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. That's McCabeVisionCenter.com.